Welcome everybody to Practical Living. We have great tips for you that you don't want to miss. Have your paper and pen ready so that you can write down whatever it is that you don't want to forget. We have practical matters and more. Before we go any further, let us ponder our practical thoughts.
Thanks, Dingani. Hey guys, I am Dumisani, and we'll be together for the next 27 or so minutes. Yesterday, I talked to you about Jesus, and I mentioned how he created everything. Next month, in February, I'm going to have a very cool series for you guys about creation, about origins. And it's going to tell you exactly this whole debate about where everything came from. But believe me, Jesus Christ is the source of it all. Okay? We'll get more into this today, but for now, we need to switch over and listen to Practical Matters. Let's see what Manja has in store for us today. Practical Matters. Welcome to Practical Matters. I'm Dumisani Mfune and
I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
We've been looking at things that you need to consider before you say, I do. And this information that, you know, Manja has been given to us, he has compiled it all in a book. And if you want the book, if you want a copy of it, write into us and we'll let you know how you can get a copy of that. The past couple of days, we've been looking at being sure that you are going to marry someone from the same religion. But Manja really broke it down for us very well. He said, apart from that, make sure that you believe the same things. So now, Manja, let's assume you've done all that, you believe the same things. Is there still any need to discuss it? The person, you know, goes to your church, the family goes to your church, she sings in the choir there. So you know that you believe the same things. What's there to discuss?
Well, let's make an example with me. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Mm-hmm. Falling in love with a Seventh-day Adventist girl, that would mean we need to discuss issues of personal devotion. Do we have personal devotion? Does she get time to read her Bible and pray on her own? And I do it myself. Because unless that happens, you'll find that the religion that we're in, our religious beliefs, will not have much of an impact on both of us.
So the devotion, this is different from which day you go to church?
That's a daily thing. It's a very private thing between you and God.
So that's different from... So it goes deeper than what you believe, devotion.
Yes.
And it must be discussed.
You have to discuss it. Even if, doesn't matter, even if you may be Muslim. You may be Muslim. Muslims pray five times a day. What happens if you marry someone who's not praying? Who's just a Muslim? Who's a Sunni like you are? And you realize, well, no, this person is, it's our beliefs are not going to impact on the person's life. Same applies with Christians. If you are a Christian, you say you marry someone who does not pray, who does not read their Bible, then the fact that they are a Christian is just a label. It's not going to affect the way they live their life. So you discuss your personal devotion. You encourage each other to have your personal devotions. Secondly, you start discussing, if we were to be together, what would we do in terms of family worship? What would we do? Would we have it? Would we not have it? Would we have it once a day, twice a day, morning, evening? How would that thing go? Because I believe that we should pray as a family. That's in addition to my personal devotion.
Well, so hold on. Let me make sure that I have you correct. You're saying that personal devotion and family worship, those are separate entities.
Two different things.
And they are equally as important.
Let me explain this.
Okay.
There are times I'm going to pray to the Lord about my wife. But I'm going to have to do that in her absence because we're going to talk to the Lord about serious stuff. Understand?
Okay.
So this is personal devotion. It has to do with me and my growth. It has to do with my yielding to Christ and my bringing my weaknesses to the Lord. Now, family devotion, we are here. The kids are here. A relative may be here or somebody like that. But we're still going to pray as a family. Now, family devotion, one of the primary purposes of having family devotion is to be able to transmit our values and our beliefs to our children. That's why you have it. Now, there are some problems we're not going to pray about in the presence of our children. This is why you have your personal devotion and you have your family worship. Okay. So you need to talk about those things because sometimes you'll find that you grew up in a family that has family worship. You grew up in a family that comes together in praise, and now you're married to someone who doesn't see value in that, that you're going to have a problem with that. You're going to feel uncomfortable in your...
Though they're from the same religion...
Same religion.
Share the same beliefs and...
This is now your spirituality in your family. So you discuss it. Okay. Don't take for granted that simply because you pray twice a day, the other person is also going to be praying twice a day. Don't take it for granted that even when you have family worship, in some instances you'll find that for someone... family worship simply means that coming together, you kneel and you pray. And for somebody else, it means we take out the hymn book and we sing and we pray and we give testimony about what the Lord has done for us during the day. We talk about answered prayers, and it becomes very long. And for somebody else, it's a simple question of kneeling, praying, get up, and then you're done with it. So talk about those things, because once they're not happening, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And many times the reason why we don't talk about them is because we think they're obvious. Many times as people, we think that what we do is obvious. Everybody else does it as well. And so it's important for us to talk about it. And in addition to the fact that you have personal devotion, you have family worship, we have prayer meetings, for example, where in addition to going to church on Sabbath, on a Wednesday, we'll have prayer meeting, midweek prayer meeting. Many churches have midweek prayer meetings. Others have them on Tuesdays. Some have them on Sundays and so on, so Sunday evenings. So it's a midweek prayer study, prayer meetings or Bible study or cell group. We have those. Talk about it. Why would you need to talk about that? What if your spouse is not interested in going to prayer meeting or cell group? What if they're not interested in that? Talk about it. Talk about the person you're going to marry. To talk about these things. So if you are interested in it, talk about it so that you can be on the same page. You do not need to be surprised and end up attacking one another, using nasty language towards one another because one person doesn't want to go to prayer meeting and the other one does. And because you feel that, how can you be a Christian and not want to go to prayer meeting? And the person says, no, I don't want to go to prayer meeting. I'm a Christian, but I don't want to go to prayer meeting. You're going to have weeks of prayers. You're going to have special events. Are you willing to go to those things? Are you willing to be involved in those events, in those services? Talk about them. You may be on the same church, same religion, believe the same things. It doesn't mean you're going to want to express it the same way. Talk about it. So you don't have to attack one another later on. You're both on the same page.
Now, Manjlo, what about... There's some churches that I know that have different, like, offices, if you will, you know, where certain members of that church take up different positions in that church, like someone is in charge of the youth in that church, someone in charge of the choir. Is that also important to talk about?
Talk about your willingness to be involved, actively involved in the life of your religious community, whether it's a church or mosque or whatever. Talk about it. Talk about how far you want to be involved, because you may find that as a Seventh-day Adventist, I'll make an example of myself again. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has got many positions. If you open our church manual, you'll find more than 20 positions there that are elected almost every year.
And those are filled by members?
They're filled by lay members, not by ministers. They're filled by lay members.
Okay.
From the elder, deacons and youth leaders and health ministries leaders and very many departments that are filled in by lay people. And they involve a lot of time. Sometimes they involve money. They involve your own telephone airtime. They involve a lot of your energy. Involve a lot of your resources. Your car is going to be used if you're in those offices as you move up and down attending meetings, so on and so forth. But if you have not agreed that you're going to be involved, you want to be fully involved in the life of the church, for example, in my instance, then you're going to fight. You're going to fight about the time you spend in meetings. You're going to fight about the money you spend calling people, going to people, the fuel you spend on it. You're going to fight about all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You will find that even though you are my wife, you will find that the church is more like a mistress, you know, somebody else who has claimed to my time. And we'll fight about those things. So talk about how involved do you want to be in the life of your religious community and be on the same page. This is the spiritual things that you need to talk about. Okay. So by the time you get married, you're on the same page.
That you know exactly what you're getting into.
Yes, and you've agreed. So that if you don't agree, if you realize you don't think you may want to be in this thing, you pull out.
Then it's not too late.
It's lifelong.
All right. Well, guys, that's it. You know, talk openly about what you believe and make sure that your fiancé believes the same things. And talk about how involved you want to be, you know, in your religious organization, and make sure that your spouse-to-be understands that. With that said, I have to sign out now. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.
You're listening to Practical Living, right here on your practical station, AWR, Adventist World Radio.
Stars. I find stars extremely fascinating. I like walking, you know, taking walks at night when it's dark and just stand in a nice open field and just look up and admire the stars. And I've often wondered, how many stars are out there? And scientists say there are billions upon billions upon billions. In other words, there are a lot of stars, way more than anyone can count. Or is it? Well, after this, I'll tell you who knows all the stars. But right now, consider this.
Welcome back to Consider This. Today we're talking about finding your life partner. I mean, Lindy and Sean gave us good examples of how they found each other. But now I'm a young person. I'm still looking for that person. What would you say? What would you say should I do? I mean, there's different ways of searching because there's different ways of finding.
Right.
But how should we as Christians search for that, life?
It's very nice that we get a young couple to tell us what they did. Because basically they just told us to pray.
Okay.
Right? They told us that they found each other through prayer.
She also said they were friends for long, and they're best friends. So that means a lot to me. I think she'd make a lot of friends, and then just start, you know, just
she
be
wasn't
friends.
Really like,
don't
looking.
Go. Yeah,
I
exactly.
He was looking.
That's the thing.
They weren't desperate,
right.
And I think that's a big thing. When you're looking for somebody, you shouldn't be desperate,
right?
Because when you're desperate, anything that seems good, you'll just go for it.
Yes.
Right. You shouldn't be desperate for. And there's a lot of people that are desperate. They're lonely. They want somebody. But that's where friends come in.
Right.
You know, you have a good friend that you can, you know, spend time with, or a few good friends, and see how that goes. And they were praying before they even started anything. They went together and then prayed, God, is this really what you want? They were praying for the right thing.
Right.
But why are people desperate? Like you said, maybe it's because they don't have friends, but maybe it's because they don't have God.
Right.
And you're trying to fill that hole with someone instead of God. And that's good that they said, like, you first found God and then your life partner.
Yeah.
So, because many times we confuse that love for the love we need to get from Jesus.
Right.
And the love of Jesus is sufficient. It's more than sufficient.
Right.
And I really do believe, like, even if you don't find your life partner, that love would be enough. Because, I mean, like, why would God, like, there are people who aren't meant to get married. I really think so.
Okay.
And they should just, but that love of God will sustain them.
Right.
But now, Sena, I mean, obviously you don't want to be alone. You want somebody. Everybody kind of wants to find a life partner, someone to share this with. And but how do they, obviously we say we're Christians, and we have to do it from a Christian perspective. So we need to pray. But what else can we do as Christians to find the life partner? What should we look for?
She gave us stages, didn't she? She didn't just go and walk into it.
Yes.
There were stages that she followed, you know?
Like what? Let's talk about them. Obviously, they prayed, and they spent a lot of time together spiritually as well.
Right.
And talking about different things. And you get to know people in a specific way.
Well. Yeah, not necessarily together, because they were away from each other.
Yes.
But they would find time and SMS and use the cell
phone. Interesting, when you talk about spiritual things, you start touching on other topics that you normally don't when you're on, say, a date, or when you're out with your friends. So that's also a good way of, when you talk about spiritual things, you kind of spill over to other things.
Yeah, and you see a lot about that person's character and who he really is. Because spiritual things are quite deep.
Yeah.
And they're connected with emotional, the emotional side.
Do you think there should be a list to what you want in somebody?
I think you need to know what you want.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe not a list.
Yeah, like a physical list.
Yes, but I mean, I want him 6.5 meters tall. It just really... But a list of ideas of what you need. The person needs to know God so that he betters you, you know, the relationship.
He must be a Christian.
Right.
Okay, he must follow God.
Right.
Because it's going to be... kind of incongruent when you're a Christian and he's not. You're praying for a life partner, he's not praying, or she's not praying. I think as Christians as well, we must follow the Bible. So unequally yoked, I mean, it's not going to work because there's conflicting views.
Right.
What else?
I
mean, when you say that marriage is there to help with character building and with a ministry, you have to think of somebody that can help you in that.
aspects.
Yes.
And maybe the same interests. Because, if your ministry might be in this direction with your talents, maybe the other person has talents that can complement that.
Yes.
And we spoke about being on the same level, like intellectually, spiritually, emotionally. That's also a part of your list. You don't want to have to still mother your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You understand? Like you want to be on that person who
same
understands
level.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's why you should be friends first.
Yeah.
Because you're on a certain level there.
Yes.
But now there's this kind of a feel, and I think Hollywood's kind of made it this way that there's only one person. It's like,
yes.
I'm a half of orange and there's another half of orange somewhere dwelling around here and we must meet each other to make an orange. And if I don't find this person, then it's tickets
for me.
You're
going to be off the rest
of
your life
think,
as well.
Do you think, am I going to make it? I'm going to be an orange one day. I mean, does it come out? Would you find that person, you know?
No, I don't think
so. What if you
so.
Miss it?
Yeah, then now what? What happens when you miss her? Or maybe she's made for another orange, you know?
Or what if you think this is the perfect one and you get married, this is your life partner, and then you see problems come and now you think to yourself, whoa.
Yeah.
Was she really the one?
Yeah. I think talking to someone who's already gone through it, a pastor who's married,
yeah.
or maybe someone who's already been through it.
You
know, your favorite aunt who's also good. She's always the best thing.
Yeah.
But maybe if you talk to her, you'll understand, you know, what you need to look for, what you need to do. Because it's only after talking to someone is when I discovered that you should actually know about marriage before you get married.
Nice.
But it's only about talking. It's only from talking to someone that I discovered that, you know.
So and the Bible also says that when we get a lot of counselors in Proverbs, to have a lot of counselors is a good thing before you make a decision, especially a big decision like getting married.
Yeah,
and even in before you start dating, I think it would be good. Obviously, we said now you must pray to God. We must ask Him to lead you, to guide you. You shouldn't be desperate,
right?
But you should ask God to lead you. I think you should look at the Bible. What are the characteristics in the Bible that bring out what is a good man and a good woman? I mean, in Proverbs, it says, what is a good wife, a virtuous wife?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can look at in those lines, you know. You look at 1 Corinthians 13 that talks about love.
Yeah.
What is love really about?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the physical side, but what is love about? And does this person really love me?
Yeah.
And then talking to friends. Maybe you can talk to your friends and say, hey, I'm thinking about dating this girl or dating this guy.
Yeah.
What do you think? You know, do you think we fit together?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we kind of way or too involved in this,
yes.
we can't take an objective view.
Right.
And I think it's good to take an objective view and get advice, maybe from our parents as well.
Yeah.
Our parents know well, our siblings.
Yeah.
I think from our parents especially, and I think they need to be godly parents for I mean, not all of our parents are godly, but I think that would really help.
But that tells us something, that we need to fix ourselves first.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine you're looking for someone and you want them to fit in something that you want. But what are you giving someone else?
Yeah.
You
know?
Exactly.
And what kind of parent are you going to make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, you should fix yourself as you look for the other person, so that you're not giving a half deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for someone righteous, but I mean, you need to
be righteous
the same as well.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you mentioned that, because when you come to God and God is first, you will automatically just be that person that you want someone to be for you.
Right.
Yes. And so we can see that searching a life partner is quite a tedious thing, but finding your life partner is a good thing. But you should do it from a Christian perspective.
Have you heard something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue that you would like addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That is awr@sidmedia.org.
Now, I remember when I was in grade school and we're learning about numbers, they told me that to count to 1 billion would take, and I'm not kidding you, this is what I was told, it would take 31 years, 251 days, 7 hours, 46 minutes, and 31 seconds. That is if you're counting one number per second. So that should give you an idea of how big a billion is. And by the way, you'd be counting nonstop for 31 years to get to a billion. And then these scientists say that there are billions upon billions of stars out there. I think whoever can count these would be amazing. And you know what? I just realized something. The Bible says in Psalms 147 verse 4, and I read, listen closely. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names. Let me repeat that. I don't think you heard that. He telleth the number of the stars, and he calleth them all by their names. You see, there's another reason why you want to have Jesus as one of your friends. Who else do you know that can do this? Jesus is indeed amazing. And I want to leave you with that thought. This next song is by a group called Maranatha. And the message is simple. It just says, Jesus, what a wonder you are. He created everything that we see, and he knows all the stars by name. All those billions upon billions of stars, he knows each one by name. This is the type of friend that I want to introduce you to. There's so much more that he can do for you. Won't you accept him? This song says, Jesus, what a wonder you are. So just kind of think about it. And if you want to learn more about this friend, stay tuned to this station, same time. And we're going to tell you a lot more about how you can have this Jesus that I'm telling you about as your friend. But more importantly, you will see the incredible difference that he's ready to make in your life if only you believe in his name. Jesus, what a wonder you are.
You.
Have you heard something on our broadcast that you need further clarification on? Is there an issue that you would like addressed? Do you want to greet your brothers and sisters that also listen to us? Write to us. Our mailing address is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. That is AWR, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, 7129, South Africa. You can also email us using awr@sidmedia.org. That is awr@sidmedia.org.
Remember, we give you practical tips and practical advice that will help to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God bless.